So happy to have some dear friends of mine here to talk about their latest adventure. I've got Scott Johnson and Jill Mayo in the studio. They're very excited also because they're released Kane Koa, Songs from the Great Disruption, is out, and it's a masterpiece. But we're going to talk about a little bit of everything, as I like to do. You did a trip to California, and again, you've been very careful. You've been living up on the hill in Kula.
Correct.
For the last, well, two years about? When did you move into to that place up in the hill in Kula?
Well, we're actually in Haiku now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Kula Haiku, yeah.
Kula Haiku. I did not know that.
We've been in Haiku now for what?
Two years.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So what did you decide to break away and take a trip to California?
Well, we actually had a trip planned before COVID to, of all places, Oklahoma.
Whoa.
For a conference.
Wow.
And we were going to kind of make a little trip out of it. And then, you know, everything shut down and as we went through this whole COVID thing. And we haven't been anywhere in 3 years.
Wow. It's been 2 years for me. And my first trip's coming up in a month or so.
Yeah. And so both Jill and myself, our family is all in Southern California. And most importantly, we really needed to go see Jill's grandparents, who live in Guadalupe, which is on the coast of Santa Maria, Central Coast, California. And we were able to go celebrate the holidays with them, which was really, really special.
Do they have that light show that goes off in Santa Maria? I thought there was that special light show where they have the whole fields lit, the whole flowers. I think, I'm not sure. Okay.
We didn't see that,
oh, okay.
But that would have been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
The area is beautiful. You know, that whole area was kind of new to me.
It's agriculture. It's the salad bowl, basically, of California. So it's just lots of ag fields along the coast.
Yeah.
But Guadalupe is literally right on the water, on the sand dunes.
I wasn't even aware of that. Wow.
Yeah.
So where did you go first? You flew into San Diego first?
We flew into San Diego.
On Hawaiian?
On Hawaiian Airlines, of course. We love Hawaiian Airlines. And from there, we wanted to kind of just lay low for a bit.
Were you nervous about getting on the plane with everything going on?
Yeah, actually, especially going to see my grandparents who are 94 years old.
Oh, good point.
So yeah. I wanted some leeway time, so we hung out in Old Town San Diego, which I found fascinating that for such a little Hispanic area, they have no pan dulce.
What's that?
It's Mexican sweet bread.
Oh,
and
okay.
Scott had never had pan dulce before.
Oh, it's good.
And so I saw pan dulce pillows hanging on like the little carts in Old Town. And so I asked, where can we get some pan dulce? She said, oh, not in Old Town. And I said, but we can get the pillows, the pan dulce pillows, but we can't
What is a pillow for?
Decoration, just like.
Okay. It looks like pan dulce.
It's just like a pillow, but it happens to look like a bun that has the sugar on top in the squares that it comes in. And it wasn't until we got to Guadalupe was I able to get him.
Old Town's like
Olvera Street
in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so
it's
but bigger, and it's a historic area, and it's pretty cool.
San Diego, I mean, I remember going there when I was really young, and it was so small, and it was just kind of nice, and there was Coronado below it, which was kind of, I've been to, but I haven't been there in a while. It's gotten, last time I was there, it was so massively huge, I didn't recognize it. I really didn't recognize it. It changed so much, right?
Right.
It's really become quite an interesting place.
It's my hometown. I'm three generations deep there.
Wow.
And actually, where the 8 West Freeway runs down the middle of, you know, San Diego or down the valley, my grandfather actually used to have a service station there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I've seen the change happen. It's pretty wild. There's a lot of, you know, lots of condos. Homes sprawling kind of up north.
So where did you decide to stay? Did you stay with your relatives?
We stay with my cousin. I have the most amazing cousins, which won't Absolutely. Hear this, but if they did, they're the most amazing family that I have. I mean, just they're sisters to me. And one of my cousins lives in Old Town. They have this house right Perfect. On the edge of Old Town,
wow.
and you can just walk around, and there's dining, and it was really, really nice. So we stayed there, and from there, we were headed to Palm Desert.
So we were heading to Palm Desert to see my dad, and it was pouring rain.
Pouring.
And I told Scott, because I took the freeway to get to high school, I said, this is the kind of weather where you give lots of distance from yes. the car in front of you,
yeah.
and you go really slow, because when there's a spin out,
yeah.
you need a lot of time.
Yeah.
I said, I've seen this so many times, I can't even count. And he says, I've never seen this before, really? And I said, yes, it's a thing. And literally 10 minutes later, a brand new Mercedes-Benz Silver spun right out in front of us across six lanes of the highway, hit an embankment, came back down into the highway again. And fortunately, everybody was going really slow and had a lot of space,
wow.
but the car didn't hit
You had a
else.
Premonition.
It was a nasty show. Storm. Like, and wow. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not used to that kind of weather.
I bet it was like the one we had here, remember, that did all that damage for upcountry? Remember that storm that flooded Kula Botanical Gardens
right.
and everything?
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, no, gosh, well, that's where you take a moment and pause, you know, because your heart starts beating and everything. I had a spin out like that happen with me in California. I was driving up from Los Angeles back to Santa Rosa. And I was in that section where you're going past where the airport is in San Bruno. And there's a bunch of merging of highways that happen. And I was just driving a little slow because it was really confusing. People were coming left and right. Next thing I know, someone literally spun out in front of me. And it all went into slow motion in my mind. I pulled over. Another car went sideways. And then there was another. There was this like weird ballet happening right in front of me in slow motion. And I don't know how I got through it, but the weirdest thing is I got through the other side. Everyone was like going at that point 5 or 6 miles an hour. My shoes were off my feet. How that happened when I'm driving, but it was like something out of space and time happened at that point to avoid that, because I don't know how I could have, you know, it was too weird. But people, again, people here, you don't understand how the freeways are.
Oh, gosh.
You do not understand the freeways in California.
And you definitely don't understand them, and it's interesting when you were a claims adjuster, an auto insurance claims adjuster.
You
which
were?
It was in Southern
oh my
California.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you've seen it all.
I've
yeah.
seen it all.
Oh, my gosh. So then you decided from San Diego to go see your father.
In Palm Desert.
In Palm Desert. And Palm Desert, is that above Joshua Tree? Is that out there? Yucca?
It's Palm
area?
Springs, basically.
Yep. Palm Springs, yep. yeah.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting area. I stayed at Two Bunch Palms. I think that's near there. You know, Two Bunch Palms was owned by that, what was the name of that criminal who was part of everything? Oh, gosh, I'm drawing a blank. But he was a famous criminal, and that was one of his hangouts where he'd go in the old days. And, of course, that area was the old days of people from Los Angeles coming down who were stars, coming down to Palm Springs and everything else.
Right.
And Joshua Tree's not that far away.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't get to go to Joshua Tree, did you?
You know, we were just there really quick.
Short time,
because
yeah.
Because our next stop was in Arizona.
Oh, I didn't know you went over.
Yeah.
So did you drive to Arizona or fly to Arizona?
We drove another, how many hours?
Seven
hours.
Was it that long?
To Green Valley, which is on the border near Nogales. And it was beautiful.
Oh, it's like, down south below Tucson and everything.
Yeah.
Below Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of skimmed the edge of Phoenix and Tucson.
Uh-huh.
But it was beautiful. It was a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting
area.
That. And it was a beautiful area. Yeah. And the weather was wonderful. The sunsets were beautiful. And it was really...
Did you go into Mexico?
We did not.
Okay.
We did
went
not.
To Tubac?
Tubac, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a golf resort area that had cattle.
It was...
wow.
In the golf resort. It was kind of interesting. And then there was a Native American art gallery there that featured
a Navajo jeweler.
A Navajo jeweler where we were able to pick out Scott's wedding ring.
Oh, yay. You did.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It should be here like any day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
okay.
Beautiful for one. And I also love the fact that it was designed and created
in
by a pretty famous Navajo
artist.
Jeweler.
Does it have turquoise in it?
It does.
It does.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And onyx. Touch. And a little touch
of onyx. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How fabulous. Yeah. So you actually had it designed.
Well, we picked out the ring that we liked, uh-huh. but it wasn't in his size.
Uh-huh.
And so he made it.
How perfect.
To his size.
Oh, that's so exciting. So.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. I'm going to go. Right after I go to the Las Vegas, I'm going to go down to Sedona. I'm going to fly and drive up from Phoenix to Sedona, because that's where the station KUOS I stream with the music. That's where that is. And Sedona is just amazing. So different because it's 4,000 feet high. So you have a whole different vibe because those red rocks there.
Right.
Have you ever been to Sedona?
I have.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's got amazing.
It's got the Native American spirit throughout the whole thing, you know. And you got those amazing trails and everything. But I went, before I'd gone there, I didn't realize how amazing Arizona was. I kind of looked down my nose at it. Really, Terry? I mean, now I realized it's quite amazing when you think about the Grand Canyon up there. Yeah,
Flagstaff.
Yes, Flagstaff is amazing. Yeah, yeah, and a lot of Native American energy throughout Arizona. And this, how did you find this place?
My mom, actually, I told her when we were there, we didn't have very much time to spend there. And I said,
she lives there?
She lives there. That's why we went to visit her.
In Tubac.
In Green Valley.
Oh, in Green Valley.
And so, and it's not far from her house, this resort area. And I would say it's sort of like an old town, San Diego, but in Arizona, in a sense. And so I told her specifically, like, when we're there, because I know what, you know, Scott likes stones. So I said, we'd like to look for some rings there. And so she, you know, found places to take us and... And we found one.
Oh, I love it. You know, they have the great jewelry. You know, they have one of the great gemstones.
Yeah, gemstones, yeah.
Yeah, which is supposed to be famous.
We got educated a little bit about turquoise there, too. And there's like...
Different kinds of turquoise.
100 different kinds, and some are really rare. Actually, the really rare ones are even more green.
Right.
It was fascinating.
Yeah. And they're so powerful and beautiful.
Yeah.
So did you get one that's kind of deep turquoise or more light blue, or did you get one more?
It was more of a, I mean, your traditional, like what you think of when you see turquoise. So, yeah, the lighter blue.
So, my gosh. So at this point, you've been on the road for about a week and a half, two weeks?
A little week and a half. And then from there, we drove back to California to, like, the Pasadena kind of area.
Oh, I love Pasadena.
Or Glendora. It's Azusa, really, like, right there. And we were just there really quick before we went to Guadalupe, because we were really going to Guadalupe to see my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And so the driving around and all of that was just with intimate family members to limit the circle of exposure.
Yeah, because we're dealing with COVID here and the whole time. So, you know, you tried to keep that circle and the bubble happening where your exposures and everything. And Arizona, I think, was pretty, well, both Arizona and California were very heavy with COVID at that time.
And there was no mask mandate at that time. Yeah. And it was all on your honor. So when we landed in California and went into Trader Joe's, it was really weird walking in and
no one's wearing a mask.
Yeah. And it's just on your honor that you're vaccinated type of thing.
Wow.
So I think literally the next day, they put the mask mandate back on.
Right.
Yeah.
Ongoing on indoors. So.
It's a concern, you know, and at the same time you want to do your thing, but you have to be aware, and you don't want to be too afraid, but you have to be aware and cautious, and a lot of other people are not in that same place, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, when we were in Guadalupe, my aunts from San Francisco were able to come down and take us to Pismo Beach.
Now, I hadn't been to Pismo Beach.
Oh,
you were telling me about it, and I don't think I've ever been there.
It's
above Santa Barbara.
What was that dog beach that we were at? That was really cool, and that wasn't Pismo.
Is it called?
It was like heading up toward Morro Bay.
Oh, Morro Bay is amazing,
too. The one we drove on?
The one we drove on, the pier. We drove on a pier.
Wow.
It was beautiful. It was this beautiful, I mean, Northern California
old
type of
old rickety wooden pier it looked like. And my aunt goes driving on it, and she pulls over so we could take a picture. And, like, the security comes rolling up, and I thought they were going to tell us, you know, you can't be on the pier. And she says, oh, it's okay. They're just taking a picture. And I'm like looking at her like.
Aunties drive the way they want to drive.
And I'm just like, and they're like, okay, have fun. And they kept driving down the pier. And apparently you can drive on this pier, and there's actually parking stalls at the end of the pier.
Wow. Yeah.
So I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
But we went to this place called Pirate's Cove.
Wow. Above Pismo?
In that whole little same area. Oh, literally that coast.
Above.
Yeah. From San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria, that coastline right there is just hidden gems.
Really?
What was the little town we had dinner in or lunch in with your aunties? That was a cool little town. It's like a little artsy town
right
there near San Luis.
But San Luis Obispo town, too, is amazing. We found a theater we fell in love with called the Fremont.
Yes.
We want
Connie Coe to play there. We saw Jake had played there.
Oh, really?
We're going on tour with Connie Coe in June, and which is really exciting.
Are you booking it, or who's booking it?
We're booking it.
We are booking it, and we have several gigs already locked. And it would be fun to actually stay in touch and communicate while we're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the fall.
Because I know Karen Fisher's been booking a lot of people's tours.
We signed with Karen Fisher.
Wonderful.
And we'll probably start working on a fall tour with Pacifica Artists Entertainment. We're real excited about that, actually. And we're real excited about going through the Southwest, which is like, what you know, talking about Sedona and Arizona and New Mexico. And we've even had some conversations with Los Lobos and doing an acoustic tour with them.
Oh, that would be amazing. You know, you've been to Santa Fe, right? You would love. Oh, it's got, the Hispanic vibe, and it's an art split. It's all art in Santa Fe. It's all about art, but then they have the music and the concert halls and all that, and it's pretty amazing. If you go through, you have to connect with me. My friend Martha Rake Braden is married to Greg Braden, who's a wonderful speaker and very well respected, but she's a folk singer, and I love her, and she's done concerts there, and she'd be able to hook you up with some good places to play there, you know.
Yeah, we're excited with Karen, with all the performing
Karen's
arts
amazing.
Centers. It's a great place for us. This tour in June's exciting because we got the one venue that we all like kind of had our heart set on, which is the Crystal Bay Club in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, wonderful.
And the Rat Pack used to play there.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Hang there, and we got it booked for a Saturday night, and it's a big club, and it's the level of venues that we want to be playing at.
That's a perfect time of year for that, too.
And then we fell in love with the Fremont. We actually got to go inside of the theater
when
we were there. It was a really cool theater, and I think Jake was playing like there here in the future, and beautiful, beautiful theater.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. For people who aren't aware of the album, Jake Shumaker plays a Led Zeppelin song. So amazing. It's just, I mean, it's not like anything that you've ever heard
with
before.
Vince. A duet.
With Vince.
It's a duet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's both on ukulele.
Uh-huh. Both on ukulele. Yeah. Liduk. I don't think this has been done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Really cool.
So, I mean, it'd be cool if he could fly in and play with you, but that'd be awfully hard to bring him in for that. But wouldn't that be amazing to have him come back and play?
It could happen. Yeah. They've played together maybe two times now, and one time was at the Mac, which was great. But, it was beautiful.
We're almost out of time. We only have like a minute or two left. But, you know, people can go to your site, and actually for this particular album, you have a particular site that people can go to.
Yep.
It's called KaneKoa.live, and that's where all the information about this amazing album is, and of course Vince is quite amazing as well, and we heard that you're going to be doing an amazing show at Pro Arts, because Vince had played with Greg Allman, and you know, you're going to do an Allman Brothers tribute coming up soon, right?
Yes. February 5th in Kihei.
You can go to Pro Arts.
ProArtsMaui.com.
Yes, for that, because that's going to sell out. So, it's so good to see, you know, these things starting to happen again. I mean, it's really, really thrilling. And I'm so glad that you're in this wonderful position to promote the amazing musicians on this release, Kane Koa,
and
Songs from the Great Disruption.
And back to your travel show, we're both really looking forward to going on tour.
Yes.
Like, talk about a dream come true.
Yes.
We get to go on tour, you know, with
your favorite
with
people.
Our friends, you know, and go play shows and have fun and see the world.
You will definitely have to stay in touch with that.
Yeah, it would be
our
fun.
Our first date was a Connie Coa.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
At Charlie's.
Angie Love.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, it was a real treat to talk to you. Love you both, and it's great to have you here. We'll be in touch, and we'll be staying in touch. And I want to thank our sponsors of this show, our friend Ron at PWC, People Who Clean. And everyone stay safe out there, okay? It's really important. And travel's coming back, but just be aware when you travel. And always remember to pack patience. It always, and a little aloha. A little aloha goes a long, long way. A big aloha to you.
Thank
aloha
you so much,
to you. Thanks
Cindy.
For having us.